What's up, guys? You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn on Revolver Podcast.
I'm an investor and entrepreneur, and throughout this journey, I've worked with and come across some incredible people and experiences that I would like to share with you. On the podcast, my celebrity guests and I will be talking about self-development, entrepreneurship, and overall hustle. If you want to survive this journey, you'll need a strong support system. So we got here as fast as we could.
This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle. It's up to you, New York,
New York. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast live from East Hampton. We are at the Glass Mansion, and I'm here with my buddy, Simon Lerner. We are totally killing it this weekend. I want to take a moment to talk to you guys about Simon. Simon is a 19-year-old entrepreneur who is absolutely killing it in the entrepreneurship space. He has people from all over the United States, probably even the world, flying into his events. And today we have the pleasure of being here. We want to talk to you guys about the power of social media, connections, and actually believing in yourself to be able to pull off the types of things that Simon pulls off. So without further ado, I want to introduce my boy Simon. What's going on, bro?
Alex, thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate you having me on the show. Yeah, guys, just wanted to talk a little bit about the event. To start off, this is our second event in the East Hampton. Our first conference, the NetCon event, took place on April 14th, 2019 in Long Island, New York at Leonard's Plaza. Was completely awesome. We killed our first event. We had a little bit over 150 attendees. 18 speakers from all over the world coming in from Bali, from Florida, California, Los Angeles, other countries and states, dropping a lot of value, providing knowledge and, you know, networking. Yeah.
But dude, let me tell you something, man. Not for anything, but congratulations, first of all, because I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in the space since I'm 18 years old. And, you know, it's a tough journey. You know how it goes. And it's not easy to get all these people to fly in and go to an event that you're putting together. You're a very young guy. And a lot of the people that are listening to our stuff are young guys that want to build a business and are looking up to people like us. And it takes a lot. Like, I saw the first event that you did. I had a bunch of my buddies were there. Fernando, Casey, bro, the list goes on and on. And you're actually getting these people to engage with you, come to your events and believe in what you're doing. And more importantly, you're getting people to purchase tickets to come and see it. And you're providing a space for people to be able to learn and expand with each other, which is invaluable in today's age. So why don't we talk a little bit about how your approach is to be able to talk to these speakers or get people to believe in you? Because I had a lot of, when I was 19 years old, I did good. You know, you could do business, but you do have a lot of obstacles and setbacks because of the fact of age. And a lot of people think that you don't have your shit together or like you can't pull it off or you don't have enough experience. But look, here we are. We're sitting outside of the Glass Mansion while the event is taking place right now. You have tons and tons and tons of people in there learning and getting a lot of value, but it wouldn't have happened unless you had the idea to actually make it happen and believe in yourself enough. So tell me, how did this all begin? Why did you want to start doing these events? What was the purpose? Were you inspired by one?
Well, those are a bunch of great questions. I'm going to start off with, first of all, why I decided to start NetCon and what NetCon really means to me. And then I'm going to talk about the scaling process, what obstacles we kind of faced when we had just started, and right now, like what obstacles we face and want to overcome to get to the next level and what our complete, you know, goal and mission is. So to begin with, I started NetCon about 6 months ago in February. After I attended several events myself, I was, you know, a hustling entrepreneur trying to learn more about entrepreneurship, just getting into it at beginning of freshman year in college. And I attended lots of those conferences. I went to 10X Growth Conference, M3 Accelerator, other events. And I basically noticed a common flaw in each one of those events, which was, to me, it was personally motivational bullshit, because I went to those events with questions that I had and I never got the answers to the questions. So a lot of people go to those events and have specific things they want to take for themselves for their business scaling, but on such big scales like 10X Growth Conference, it is very hard to provide attendees and serve everybody's needs. So if there's 30,000 people, like Grant Cardone had an amazing event, sitting in a room, he can't really give each one of those 30,000 people personal attention and address everybody's needs. You can't go up to Grant Cardone and be like, hey Grant, can I sit down with you for 30 minutes and show you my real estate portfolio? We can go over it and you can give me some tips and advice. He just doesn't have time, or, you know, it's not really beneficial for him to sit down with 30,000 people. He just humanly can't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so this could be addressed. Another thing was every single speaker that was going up was trying to sell me some sort of mentorship or program. So it went from providing massive value to actually just trying to do business and sell me on some sort of program. So I spent, let's say, $3,000, a little bit over, to travel from New York to Florida to attend this so-called great event that I heard, you know, and saw a lot of ads about, and everybody was like, oh, it's gonna be the most amazing event. I spent $3,000 to travel, get hotels, tickets to the event, and then I come to the event and all it was is them trying to take more money out of my pockets. And I was like, I wonder if I feel that way, then other people might feel the same as well. So why don't I try and address the problem? And that's when NetCon was born. NetCon, the net stands for networking, and con stands for a conference.
Convention conference.
That's what it started off as. But
it's a dope name.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Speaks for itself.
Yeah. But I think that events clearly is one of the hardest space to kill it at, because nowadays everything is digital. Let's say Amazon, right? You don't have to, everything is very accessible. You can get a package within 1 or 2 days at your doorstep. You don't even have to go outside. Now you have Amazon partnering with Whole Foods, delivering you food to your door. So people are literally being trained and brainwashed to stay in their home. So not only am I trying to get people to come outside of their house to attend an event, I'm also, you know, getting people to pay to come to those events. And that's very, very hard to do, because people, you know, nowadays just have everything at a touch of their phone screen.
Or free YouTube videos
you
can watch.
Yeah, exactly. At their house. So the big kind of setback was, how the hell do I go about getting people to pay and go outside of their house to attend an event rather than just spending time at home on their computer or phone.
Or shopping or whatever.
Yeah, or shopping. So the big thing was disrupting the industry. I feel like with NetCon, we disrupted the industry and we're doing something different than what everybody else is doing, going against the grain. And that's what gravitates to a lot of people and attendees and entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship is basically about being different, about disrupting, about being yourselves, being authentic, rather than just copying and pasting and putting your own touch on things.
Yeah.
So with NetCon, our first event, what we introduced, what I haven't seen any events before, we did a two-hour grind session with the speakers. So basically what happened after the main conference for the VIP and the premier attendees,
I saw.
We allowed them to sit down for 2 hours one-on-one with speakers and ask any questions they might have. So for example, if you run a Shopify store or are into e-commerce, you could sit down for 2 hours with our e-commerce experts and be like, hey, here's my laptop. Can I pull up my Shopify store and show it to you? And you can tell me exactly what I could do to improve scale and take my Shopify store to the next level. And in that way, in that manner, you're able to address everybody personally, give everyone and address their needs in a way where those big events where 30,000 people are unable to do.
Yeah.
And that's why people are, first of all, inclined to leave their house and attend those events, and are able to spend money to go to those events and want to actually pay to be there. On top of that, the networking opportunities, I feel like, are much better in smaller groups than huge, huge, massive events, because think about it this way. There's no realistic way to meet 30,000 people in 3 days. It just doesn't happen. It's scientifically proven that you cannot have more than 5 close connections. So when I personally go to events, all I try to do is make 1 or 2 lasting connections and spend at least, you know, an hour talking to each person, getting really to know them. At TEDx Growth Conference, what happened is I met about maybe 60 to 80 people, and it was a quick, hey, what's your name? What's your Instagram? Here's my business card, next, right? There wasn't really any value exchange or provided.
Very assembly line, very, all right, let's go.
Yeah, it was basically like, you know, those car assembly lines where everything is basically automated, the machine is doing it. It's like, you know, rinse, wash, repeat. Whereas at my events, what we're doing is actually encouraging people to spend time to get to know 1 or 2 people, because nowadays, you are basically one connection away.
From everyone.
Yeah, from everybody in the world. For example, one of our speakers at NetCon at the Hamptons Mastermind has worked with President Barack Obama for numerous years, now speaks at CNBC News, CNN. His name is Jose Aristimuño. Awesome, awesome guy. But I'm literally one connection away from the President of the United States, which is crazy. People don't like really underestimate that.
They do.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn on Revolver Podcast.
So I wanted to take a moment to talk to you guys about a program that I've been using, and I've actually have my whole team on it, family members, friends. It's really turned the way around my workflow has been for my business in the last few weeks. The program is called HoneyBook. It's an online business management tool that lets you control your client communication, bookings, contracts, and invoices all in one place. If you're a creative freelancer or small business owner, HoneyBook helps you stay organized with custom templates and automation tools. You can even use HoneyBook to consolidate services you already use, like QuickBooks, Google Suite, and MailChimp. Right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off with coupon code ALEX, A-L-E-X. The payments are flexible, and the promotion applies to whether you want to pay monthly or annually. So go to honeybook.com using promo code ALEX, A-L-E-X. For 50% off.
Another thing that people are afraid, and we were actually just talking about this, for those of you listening and you guys want to know a little bit more about what we're talking about and the specific subject, the episode right before this with Brian Breach, we're actually speaking about NetCon, speaking about you, and speaking about how it's, you know, for guys like you and me, at least at the moment, it's easy for us to, or maybe it's not easy, but it's facilitated for us to come in and speak to people. But there's a lot of people that shit themselves before doing it. They don't know how to talk to people. They feel like they're not going to listen to them. And it's genuinely just knowing your information and bringing something to the table that makes sense for the person. You know, let's say I need something from you. All right. I'm going to bring something to the table for you. Say, hey, look, I need you to help me out in this way. Maybe we could potentially collaborate. This is what I have. And then we have a basis and a grounds to be able to negotiate. But specifically, a lot of people that are new in the industry, and a lot of kids, they don't know how to talk to people. And, you know, they don't really teach us this throughout high school and college, how to build a relationship, how to communicate with people. They lack in that, among many other things that they don't teach. But these events really teach you that, because they help you break out of your shell. And the second you break out of your shell is when you start acting completely different. You start walking around with different confidence, with different energy. And people pick up on that, man. When people see that you really know what you're talking about and that you actually want to help and you have actionable advice and actual tactics to be able to help them grow their business or whatever initiative you want to do with them, they're going to be more prone to listen to you. So the biggest thing is just being sure, being clear with people and being transparent, not beating around the bush, not trying to get just shit for yourself, but really understand that we're all in this game to make money. We're all in this game to grow and become better version of ourselves. And the best way to do that right now, specifically with the events that you're throwing and with social media, is by uplifting each other and helping each other out. Everybody has something to bring to the table. And if we bring all of these resources together, it's much easier, much faster to get to the end goal. So I think it's great that you're doing this. You've grown extremely fast, man, because I remember, I think I was in Bali or about to go to Bali around the time that you had your event, and I was preparing to do that, all that craziness that we had over there. And all of a sudden, like 2 months later, you're doing it here in the Hamptons. And it just goes to show that, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier before we started on the podcast, that age doesn't really mean anything anymore these days, because what really matters now is actually being able to execute. Like, it's not just like, oh, I want to do an event. No, I'm doing an event. I'm renting a house in East Hampton. I'm bringing world-class speakers. I'm putting in money into this in order for people to be able to take it seriously and understand that this is something to actually learn from. And then the end product is actually being able to sit here and make it happen. But let me ask you something, man. What is the end goal? Like, what is your main? Because I know you do stocks right now, right? That's one of your bread and butter.
Yeah, stock trading is basically one of my passions. I have a group that I run with a little bit of over 600 people that I mentor on a day-to-day basis. They get to watch me trade, ask me questions, and I help them become profitable and consistent traders in the stock market. But the end goal with NetCon basically is to build a community of entrepreneurs, like-minded individuals who are inspired and motivated, and get them into one place where they can meet, learn, and be empowered to ask questions from people all over the world. The goal is to basically build that community and make people feel like they're included and wanted, because at a lot of those events, it's just an event and then 3 months, 4 months later, nothing happens in between events. You know what I mean? So my goal is to kind of keep this going. So when we have an event afterwards, keep those people connected. And it's not just like, oh, I met somebody at the event and then I never see him ever again. It's like you meet somebody at an event and then let's say next week, oh, you have a Zoom call with one of our experts on credit, real estate, stock trading, marketing. We're going to have weekly Zoom calls with people and experts talking about several topics and leading discussions, as well as, you know, we're going to be releasing a visionary clothing line and making this an entire brand. It's not just an event, it's a community. And that kind of is a community. We start off with the event aspect, but right now we're going to be branching into all the other aspects I just mentioned.
That's really good, and it falls really in line with the Hustle Inspires Hustle community, and that's one of the reasons why we flew our core team flew out here to New York to come to this event, and it's because we see what you're doing, and a lot of our values align. We do events worldwide, we have an online community, and we see that, and it's all good vibes and good energy. You guys have something to bring to the table, we have something to bring to the table, and it's just beautiful to be able to do this, because I'll tell you what, bro, there's a lot of young guys in that house right now. We're sitting outside. When I was your age, when I was their age, I didn't have these resources. You know, when I was that age, Instagram was popular, but it wasn't what it is now. Now it's this beast where you could do absolutely anything that you really want and really change your career. You could be making money from home in so many different ways, connecting with people with so many different ways. We were just talking about it today. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Modi app.
Of course, yeah, Casey Adams and
Casey and Hugo and all these guys, they're great. And their concept has just been so amazing. And it just goes to show that there's no excuses anymore, man. There's absolutely no excuses for you not to go out there and do your thing, because you don't have to have all the money in the world. Exactly. You don't have to be the most experienced person in the world. You just got to want to do it and tap into the tools that are currently out there and just make it happen. People will give you an opportunity, man.
Yeah. One common trend that I noticed between people who are unsuccessful and people who have achieved massive success, a lot of people think it's hard work, but it's really not hard work that separates those two people, because think about it. An average person works, 8 to 10 hours a day on average, right? How many hours a day does a person who is 10 times more successful work?
Probably four or five.
Like he can't work 10 times more. He doesn't work 80 hours a day. That's just not possible, right? So it's not hard work. So what does it come down to? It really comes down to hunger and how bad you want it, right? People who want something really bad will find a way to get there. People who don't will find excuses. And one thing all of you listening right now should not do is make excuses, because you're just preventing yourself from great opportunities. Everything is so accessible nowadays. You just have to really want something and be real with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and be like, is this actually what I want? Or am I just doing this for the followers and for the fame?
For a quick buck.
For a quick buck. There's nothing quick in this game. Entrepreneurship is a very long journey. It's not a get rich quick scheme. And it's just a process you have to go through. You have to be patient, you have to be consistent, and you have to be focused.
Guys, you heard it. This is Simon Lerner, East Hampton, Glass Mansion, NetCon event. This is Alex Quinn speaking to you guys. Make sure you guys tune in every Monday for the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Make sure you follow Simon at Simon_Lerner. That's SIMON_LERNER, right?
Correct, yeah.
That's correct. And NetCon event?
At NetCon event.
At NetCon event on Instagram, guys. Hit him up. Make sure you guys stay posted. He's going to be doing a lot of cool shit. And you guys got to be there. Don't miss out. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Thank you, guys.
Alrighty, guys. That concludes this week's episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.
Remember to tune in every Monday for new episodes and stay connected with us on Instagram and YouTube for updates and exclusive content, including a video segment of this week's podcast. You can find us on at Mr. Alex Quinn with one N and at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Remember to surround yourself with people who uplift you, because hustle inspires hustle.